sneak peek at the president's budget. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Visiting Virginia for a speech on health care, President Biden teases tax hikes on billionaires while accusing some Republicans of plans that would hurt the middle class.
In Congress, they want to eliminate a lot of health care coverage, those mega Republicans, increase costs for millions of Americans, and make deep cuts in programs that families and seniors depend on.
He's repeating a pledge not to raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. Republicans blame his policies for fueling high inflation and likening that to a tax hike most hurtful to those who can least afford it. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments on whether the president's plan to forgive some student loan debt is legal.
It's clearly going to be an uphill battle for the Biden administration to convince a conservative majority Supreme Court that it's the right move to use $400 billion with a B in taxpayer money to cancel these student loans.
Fox's David Spund at the Supreme Court. The administration argues it has the legal authority under a post-9/11 law that allowed student loan changes during a national emergency. In this case, the pandemic, though the COVID emergency declaration is due to end in May. The federal government is suing a chemical maker in Louisiana, accusing it of posing an unacceptable cancer risk to the nearby community, which has a black majority, and demanding cuts in toxic emissions. Denka Performance has reduced emissions over time at the plant, but the Justice Department is suing on behalf of the EPA and saying the plant still represents an imminent and substantial endangerment to public health and welfare, including elevated cancer risks. A mixed ending to February on Wall Street. The Dow down 234 points at the bell in a late sell-off. The S&P and the NASDAQ also ending lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Testimony is winding down with rebuttal witnesses at the murder trial of former South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh.
Murdaugh's attorney Dick Harpootlian and cross-examined state rebuttal witness Ronnie Crosby, a former Murdaugh law partner. Crosby never said straight out that Murdaugh committed murder, but he was angry about money being stolen from the firm and the deaths of the accused's wife and son after being at the scene.
I was there. I love Paul very much. I thought I knew who Alec was. I did not.
The exchange came after the defense rested. The judge will let the jury visit the scene of the murders once rebuttal witnesses are done. The defense pushed for the visit. Prosecutors say some scenery described at trial has changed since the murders.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A new safety advisory for railways stemming from the recent derailment in Ohio. The Federal Railroad Administration urging carriers to evaluate the use and maintenance of a key piece of technology. Detectors that give audible alarm messages to crew members, alerting them to inspect a hot axle. Elon Musk goes back to being the world's richest person with a net worth on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index of more than $187 billion.
This after a surge in Tesla stock, which has gained at least 90% since the beginning of the year. Musk, who's the head of companies including Twitter and the electric car maker, recapturing the crown from French mogul Bernard Arnault of LVMH, the world's largest luxury goods company. And while $187 billion might seem like a lot, Musk's estimated wealth at the time of Tesla's peak value in 2021 was around $340 billion. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Recapping the late drop on Wall Street, the Dow down 232, the S&P and NASDAQ also finishing in the red after being higher at times during the session. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.